So we're going to talk about, again, spending money on Dalit Kosos and how that relates to spending money on Chanukah. It all really starts with the Rashbam. It starts with Pesachim Tzadi Tesem Beis, obviously, and the Rashbam. I mean, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that Filu Ani Shavi Yisrael Lo Yochel Ashi Yesav and Lo Yivchusu Lo Me'ar Bekosos Shal Yayin Vafilu Min HaTamchoi. He should never have less than Dalit Kosos of Yayin, even from the Tamchui. So says the Rashbam on that, that v'lo yivchusu lo gabay tzedakah mefarnesin es ha'aniyim, the gabay tzedakah who supports the aniyim should not give the ani any less, even if it's from the Tamchui. K'detanan in pochsin la'ani over in makom l'makom alma lishna d'lo yivchusu agabay tzedakah ka'i. This is a din in the gabay tzedakah, that the gabay tzedakah has to make sure the ani has what he needs. Says the Rashbam, and what if the Gabbai Tzedakah doesn't give the Ani his Dalit Kosos? So says Rashbam, then it becomes the Ani's responsibility. He's got to make sure he does whatever he can to be able to find Dalit Kosos. But the normal thing is that you give it to him. V'sidron mefurish l'fanenu matzim breish rabba rafun b'shem rabbi abba k'neged arba l'shon agula amurim galas b'shem etc. And the Rashbam at the end over there just says in the Seder Advarim of the Dalit Kosos, and what they're based on is based on the Medrash, is based on the four l'shon agula. Fine, but so one point the Rashbam is making is whose chiyuv is this? So it's primarily the chiyuv is on the gabbai tzedakah. Make sure the ani has what he needs. If the Gabbai Tzedakah doesn't do his job, so then the Chiyuv falls on the Ani's got to do it. Va'afilu, now on that next line in the Mishnah, the Rashbam writes, Va'afilu minatamchui, says Rashbam, Va'afilu hu misparnes me'atamchui shel tzedakah. Even if the Ani is getting supported from tzedakah to Hainu, what that means to say is, not that if he's collecting the dollar kosos from tzedakah, we're talking about the type of Ani who gets supported from tzedakah, which is another way of saying, Ani sheba aniim, that is the poorest of the poor. Ditznan b'msechs peyamishish amasos sheisudos lo yito minatamchoi. Afilu hachi im lo nasan lo gavei tzedaka yimkor es malbusho o yilve o yaskir es atzmo bishvil yayin la arba kosos. That nevertheless, even if the gavei tzedaka doesn't give it to him, he has to do whatever he can, including selling his clothing, borrowing money, renting himself out to work, in order to be able to get wine for Dalit Kosos. So there are two chidushim in this Rashbam. One chidush is just in pshat, in how to read our Mishnah. Another chidush is in halacha. I just want to highlight this point. Two chidushim. First chidush is pshat, in how to read the Mishnah. How do you read the Mishnah? The last line of the Mishnah was, V'lo yivchusu lo me'arba kosos shel yayin v'afilu min hatamchui. Who is that talking to? Is that talking to the gabbai, or is that talking to the ani? How do you read the Mishnah? What? The Gabbai Tzedakah. Lo yivchusu lo. Don't give him any less. Is that what the Rashbam is saying? That's what he starts to say. But then he switches. The way the Rashbam reads it is surprising. Lo yivchusu lo me'ar b'kosos shel yayin. The Gabbai should not give the Ani any less than dalit kosos shel yayin. And by the way, if the Gabbai doesn't get, if the Gabbai doesn't give it to him, va'afilu min ha'tamchoi, even if he's the kind of ani that's so poor that he would collect from the tamchoi, and therefore he has no money and no one's giving it to him, he should still do whatever he can, including selling his clothing. So there's a lot loaded into the back end of that statement, right? Va'afilu min ha'tamchoi means that he should that he should sell his clothing, really. It means someone who's so poor that he's got nothing should even sell his clothing or rent himself out, do whatever he can in order to purchase Dalit Kosos. So what, the Achronim are bothered by that. Why would the Rashbam do that? Meaning, it makes sense to talk about the Gabbai Tzedakah, it makes sense to talk about the Ani, it doesn't make much sense to talk about both. Why would you switch from one to the other? It tells Rabbeinu Peretz quotes from the Rabbeinu Yechiel that he's bothered. How does Rashbam explain lo yivchusu to be about the gabbai tzedakah, afilu min hatamchoi to be about the ani? The mashmos of the Mishnah, afilu min hatamchoi, the simple reading of the Mishnah is that afilu min hatamchoi is a continuation of the previous sentence. So that's very difficult to understand what the Rashbam was driving at. But then there's also a chiddush in din that the Rashbam is saying, and the chiddush in din is that he's actually got to sell his clothing, that he actually has to rent himself out, which is not normally the halacha when it comes to doing mitzvahs. Okay?
So you think the opposite based on the based on visual. The fact that it didn't say the more extreme thing of the side of the shirt, you think you don't.
Good. You, right? Meaning, if there's this great chiddush in din that you even have to sell your shirt, how come the Mishnah didn't tell us that? The Mishnah told us, yeah, the Gavet Tzedaka, make sure you give him Dalet Kozos. It's more than that. It's more than just collecting Dalet Kozos, having his Tomche Shabbos package have Dalet Kozos in it. It's more than that. He's got to sell his shirt. Now, the Rabbeinu Yechiel, according to this Tos Rabbeinu Peretz, says, asks, what is the chiddush in din that the Ani, he sort of flips it on its head. So of course, Nani is chayiv in mitzvahs like an asher, and in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, he has to be mocher as ksuso, he has to sell his clothing. A very strange question, no? That's what Yerucham Fishel Perlau in his commentary to Rasag, to Rasag Yigon Sefer Mitzvah, says, what kind of question is that? That's what the Gemara asks later on. The Gemara says that on the Mishnah, Peshitta, that it's obvious that you got to do whatever you can to get the Dalet Kozos. The Gemara says, no, the Chiddush is that even if you hold normally, like Rabbi Akiva, say Shabbat v'chol, the Alta Tzarech Lebrios, that you should sooner treat Shabbos like a weekday, have a tuna fish sandwich for your Suda Shabbos sooner than collecting tzedakah, but nevertheless, presuminisa, Dalet Kozos, separate is different. And even though normally the halacha might be that if all you have is two sudos for Shabbos, and it's tuna fish sandwich, and it's pancakes, whatever, it's not a Shabbos type of suda that halacha normally is. Still, better to eat that than to collect money in order to be able to buy Shabbos sudos and three of them. Right? Better to eat the weekday sudos. So the Gemara says later on, but the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that Dalet Kozos is different. That Pesach, even Rabbi Kiva's Moda, because of the presume Nisa element of Dalet Kozos, that you're allowed to be Mitzarech Lebrios. That seems to be the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that it's a presume Nisa issue, and that's what the Gemara is going to say is going to say later on. But it sounds like. But even then, I guess like Danny's pointing out, meaning it sounds like when the Gemara and Daf Kuf Yadal will say that the Chiddush is that because it's presuming Nisa, you can even take tzedakah funds rather than treat it like a weekday. So it sounds like, yeah, and that's where the Chiddush ends, that you could take tzedakah funds, but not that you actually have to sell your clothing. So the Achronim are bothered. Where did the Rashbam get this idea that a person is supposed to sell his clothing? It doesn't really say this anywhere. Okay, so that's a problem with the Rashbam. The Rashbam, however, is for some reason accepted by all the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam. They for some reason assume that that's correct, that for presuming Nisa you even have to sell your clothing, you have to do whatever you can. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Chanukah, this is what I wanted to discuss primarily, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis, Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chavivi Hiyad Ma'od. The Rambam is very careful about how he uses every single word. So when the Rambam says, Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chavivi Hiyad Ma'od, maybe Chanukah time we could discuss, but you would want to know what he means by that. Meaning, he's not just saying, oh, I love Chanukah. Right? He's telling us something about Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, that it's a Mitzvah Chavivi Hiyad Ma'od, that it's a very beloved Mitzvah. Vitzarech Adam Lizor Ba, and you have to be very careful in Ner Chanukah, Kidei lahodia hanes, so that you could be modia the nes. Meaning, there's what the Rambam seems to be highlighting is Ner Chanukah is not just like any other mitzvah where you have a maisa that you have to do, but there's a goal you're trying to accomplish. You're trying to accomplish the goal of letting everybody know, let the world know, sing it from the rooftops that God did a miracle for the Jewish people, that there's a nes of Chanukah. And the Rambam concludes this halacha, even if you have nothing to eat and all you get is from tzedakah, your meals all come from tzedakah, shoel o mocher ksuso v'lokech shemen v'neiros u'madlik, you can borrow or sell your clothing in order to buy shemen and neiros to light. So the Rambam is mechadesh a din that does not appear in Shas. The Gemara never says you sell your clothing for Ner Chanukah. The Rambam says, yeah, that's what you do. You sell your clothing for Ner Chanukah. Says the Magid Mishnah on the side of that Rambam. Nira, so what is the Magid Mishnah's job? What does he always try to do? He's going to try, the Rambam, well, let's start, take a step back. Not always. Let's take a step back. What's unique about the Rambam as opposed to all of the Rishonim that we read? So there are a few things that were unique about the way the Rambam made a sefer. First of all, it's not a sefer on anything. It's not on the Gemara. It's not on meaning. So unlike the Ritva, the Rashi, even the Rif, you know, where it's directly on the Gemara, the Rambam wrote a self-contained book where you don't have to read the Gemara, and he highlights that in his introduction. Maybe we should do the introduction one time in Mishnah Torah, but he highlights that in his introduction. You don't need to actually read the Gemara to know what I'm talking about. I'm going to give you an actual. I'm just going to give you the halachos that emerge, and it's not in the Seder of Shas. It's not in the. He doesn't do it Masecht by Masecht. He does it in his own order, what he thought was important. But another defining characteristic of the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam, you know, he called it Mishnah Torah. Yad HaChazaka is a name that other people gave to it. People found it chutzpahdik to call a book Mishnah Torah. He writes in his introduction, he calls it Mishnah Torah because all you need to know everything you have to do is a chumash and my book. You don't need Gemara, you don't need to know exactly what to do, how to live life like a Jew, just a chumash, Tanakh, and my book. So people found that like a chutzpah, so they called it Yad HaChazaka instead. Yad Yudalit, because there are 14 sections of the Yad HaChazaka. One of the big points of criticism, there were a lot of points of criticism on the Rambam. When the Rambam first came out, it was a tremendously controversial sefer. It's hard to think of now, but like people really didn't like it. They didn't like a lot of the stuff he wrote in Hilchos Deos. They didn't like certainly his other sefarim, the Mor Nevuchim. They were burning books of the Rambam. It wasn't pretty. But one of the points of criticism that was a more substantive point of criticism was that people didn't like that he didn't quote anything. He didn't tell you where he got anything. He just tells you, this is the halacha, and we have no clue where he got anything from. Turns out it's fortuitous. It was a good idea that, it's a good thing that he didn't tell us, because that gave rise to so many beautiful Chidushei Torah, to try to explain where the Rambam got things from. They say Rav Ram ben Rambam was working on a book of Mar Makomos, of where his father got everything from, but I think we lost it. I don't think we have that. Rav ben Rambam's explanations, where the Rambam got everything from. But that's the primary job of the Nosei Kelim on the sides of the Rambam, is not to argue on the Rambam, is to show where did he get this from? Where does it come from? So often it's easy. Often it's a Beferish Gemara, and Magamish will just tell you, look in the Gemara here, look in the Gemara there, and then he'll add a Chiddush or he'll tell you who argues. You should know the Rashba doesn't agree with the Rambam about this. The Rambam must be reading the Gemara a certain way, whereas the Rashba reads it a different way. You know, they'll tell you things like that, the Magamish and the Kesef Mishnah. But typically, what their primary goal is just to tell you where he got it from, just tell you where the Rambam gets it from. This is a more challenging one, because this doesn't come from anywhere. Now, why is it so? Can't we figure out where the Rambam normally gets things from? It's always from the Gemara, no? So the answer is no. A lot of times from the Rishonim, from the Medrash. The Rambam had all of Jewish literature in front of him, and he decided to, you know, choose where to pass them from, so it's not always so easy. But anyway, over here it's a particular challenge, because it doesn't say it anywhere in Chazal, that for Ner Chanukah you have to sell your clothing. So says the Magen Mishnah, Nira Shalamda Mimashin Ispar Perigzaim Ilchaschamitsu Matzah. He must learn this from what it says in Perigzaim Ilchaschamitsu Matzah Lachazayin Shafilwani Shabiswal Lo Yifchos Midalit Kosos. That even the poorest of the poor Jews should not do any less than Dalit Kosos Fatam Mishum Persuminisa. And the reason that even Nani Shabiswal shouldn't do less than Dalit Kosos is because of Persuminisa. Where did the Ram get that from? That an Ani has to do Dalit Kosos because of Persuminisa? Well, that it says in the Gemara. That's Pesachim Daf Kuf Yudalid, that because it's Persuminisa, even if normally you would not take tzedakah money to have extra food for a Shabbos or Yom Tov, but Persuminisa, Dalit Kosos, you take tzedakah money for it. So since you take tzedakah money for Dalit Kosos, the Kol Shekein B'ner Chanukah, the Adif Mekidush Hayom, Kamoshi Yisbar B'samuch. If you're for Dalit Kosos, you would... This sentence is so fraught with flaws that it's difficult to even say in English. But let's say it in English, and then we'll spot all the flaws in the sentence. If for Dalit Kosos you're going to collect tzedakah in order to be able to buy Dalit Kosos, then Kal V'chomer for Ner Chanukah, which is even more important than Kiddush, you should have to sell your clothing. You see all the flaws there? If you're going to say a Kal V'chomer from Dalit Kosos to Ner Chanukah, so the comparison is between Dalit Kosos and Ner Chanukah. But the Magen Mishnah sneaks in there a line about, So Ner Chanukah, which is even more important than, and you expect him to say Dalet Kosos, right? Because that's the Kal V'chomer. Dalet Kosos, Ner Chanukah, those are the two things we're comparing. He should say, so Ner Chanukah, which is even more important than Dalet Kosos. What do you say? Ner Chanukah, which is even more important than Kiddush. Kiddush? Man Dekar Shemei, who's talking Kiddush over here? Where does Kiddush come in the picture? Is Kiddush less important or more important than Dalet Kosos? Like, I don't know. What does Kiddush have to do with anything? And also, what's he saying? What's the Kal V'chomer? That if you have to collect money from tzedakah for Dalet Kosos, so Kal V'chomer, you have to sell your clothing for Ner Chanukah. Do you have to sell your clothing for Dalet Kosos? But where does it say that? Meaning, he's quoting a Rambam, that the Rambam says you have to take money from tzedakah. Don't be shy to take money from tzedakah for Dalet Kosos. That's all the Rambam says about Dalet Kosos. Take money from tzedakah. So Kal V'chomer, you have to sell your clothing for Ner Chanukah? The Rambam didn't say anything about selling clothing by Dalet Kosos. The Rashbam did. The Rambam didn't. So that really just raises a whole other question. Why didn't the Rambam say it by Dalet Kosos? Why doesn't he say it? Do I have that Rambam in this packet anywhere? I don't. Of course not. Oh, but I'm in the right volume here. Chametz Matzah, what was it? Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin? Yeah. V'kol Echad, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, I'm reading you. Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Listen carefully. He writes, V'kol Echad Ve'echad, Bein Anashim, Bein Nashim, Chayiv Lishtos B'layla Azah, Arba Kosos Shal Yayin. Men, women, everyone's got to drink 4 cups of wine. Ein pochsin mehem. How much? 4. 3? No, not 3. 4. Ein pochsin mehem. Right? That's what he's like highlighting. It's got to be 4, no less. Va'afilu ani ha-misparnes min ha-tzedakah lo yifchusu lo me'arba kosos. Even if a person is poor, Rachman al-Islan, and he has to collect all the money from tzedakah, it's got to be dalet kosos. Shir kol kos me'an revius. By the way, every kosos is a revius. Nothing about selling clothing, nothing about renting yourself out to work, none of that. Says the Magen Mishnah over there, Mishnah and Arve Psachim, Afilu Bani Shabishol, Yechlat Shemesav, Livchsav Arve Kos, Me'ayim, Afilu Menatam Chui, and then he quotes the Gemara about it being a Revius. Not a word about selling your clothing. So how many questions do we have over here? Magen Mishnah said, again, Rambam says, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, sell your clothing. Magen Mishnah says, that doesn't say that in our Gemaras. Where does he get that from? Sell your clothing for Ner Chanukah. Oh, Kal V'chomer from Dalet Kosos. Kal V'chomer from Dalet Kosos, says Magen Mishnah. If by Dalet Kosos, you have to collect from Tzedakah. So for sure, for Ner Chanukah, you should have to sell your clothing because Ner Chanukah is even more important than Kiddush. So, kasha number one is, what in the world is Kiddush doing over here? And, you know, it's true, Ner Chanukah is more important than Kiddush in a certain sense, but what does that have to do with anything? You need to show me that Ner Chanukah is more important than Dalet Kosos. So what he might mean is, if Ner Chanukah is more important than Kiddush, then it's for sure more important than Dalet Kosos, because Kiddush, for some reason he's assuming, is as important or more important than Dalet Kosos. But then we have to figure out why he's assuming that. So kasha number one is where Kiddush comes into the picture. Kasha number two is, he's learning from a Kal V'chomer from Dalet Kosos, but he doesn't say by Dalet Kosos the Mocher Ksuso. He only says it by Ner Chanukah. How could he not say it by Dalet Kosos if it's true of Dalet Kosos also? Very, very strong and important Kasha, L'chor. The Rashbam says it by Dalet Kosos, not the Rambam. Good? Says the Lecha Mishnah, this I think I actually have in the packet. I did something right today. Not much. He's always so mocked in my coven. Says the Lecha Mishnah, source number 4. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah. Kosav Hei Hei. Who is he always quoting? Hei Hei, Lecha Mishnah? Harav Magid, right? The Magid Mishnah. Bekoshke, Ner Chanukah does make it a Shayom. Bekoshke! The Mike Kol Shekein, who's that? What kind of Kal V'chomer is this?
You
Yeah, Chanukah may be more important than Kiddush Hayom. You know why? Because Chanukah involves Pesumi Nisa. Kiddush Hayom doesn't. By the way, how does he know that Chanukah is more important than Kiddush Hayom? Where does it say that? So that's actually a Gemara. That's a Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos talks about it. If you only have enough money for one or the other.
Kiddush Hayom on Pesach?
No, in Shabbos.
Oh, but Chanukah is more important. Whether what you buy.
Yeah, what you buy with the money. So he says, yeah, Chanukah takes precedence over Kiddush Hayom because Kiddush Hayom is not Pesumi Nisa. Avodal Kosos Digabu Pesumi Nisa. Kiddush Hayom Magad Zalvaday Davi Kamo Chanukah. So just because Chanukah is more important than Kiddush Yom is not going to make it more important than Dalakosos. Dalakosos is also Pesumi Nisa. Yim Kain, Lo Hayu Lo L'Rav Magdum L'Radin Mikol Shkain, El Mehu Adin V'Tzorachiyin. Interesting. Says Lech Mishnah, I think the Magad Mishnah is right that he found the right source for the Ravnam. Where does the Ravnam learn that you have to sell your clothing for Ner Chanukah? He learns it from Dalakosos. But the terminology the Magad Mishnah used is all wrong. It's not a kal v'chomer from Dalakosos. It is a hu hadin mematzinu. Dalakosos and Ner Chanukah are the same. They're both mitzvos d'rabbanan that involve pesumei nisa. So if by Dalakosos you have to sell your clothing, then the same, not for then for sure, but the same should be true by Ner Chanukah. And Kiddush Hayom was a waste of your breath to even mention it over here, because it has nothing to do with anything. Right, says the Lech Mishnah. But the halach I get. You're lining up Dalakosos and Ner Chanukah. Whatever is true by Dalakosos should apply to Ner Chanukah. So he did not answer, he did not explain why the Magad Mishnah brings Kiddush Hayom. Nor, according to the Lech Mishnah's approach, do we have a good understanding of why the Rambam doesn't mention anything about selling your clothing by Dalakosos. Yeah?
Just maybe aside, just based on what we said, like Kiddush Hayom by Ner Chanukah because Pesumi Nisa over Kiddush Hayom. What about the people that hold that Kiddush and Shabbos Ner Isa?
Still, Aval PK, yeah, still Pesumi Nisa
over a mitzvah Ner Isa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the nature of Pesumi Nisa. Yeah, it makes it's that strong. Pesumi Nisa is that strong.
So mitzvah Chanukah is probably stronger than any other mitzvah.
In that sense, in terms of spending money. In terms of spending money, yes, it is. And all the Pesumi Nisa mitzvahs are all the Rabbanan. So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva. And we started discussing it yesterday, but now we have context for it. Now we understand what he's really talking about. So he starts the tshuva by saying, according to this Rambam, and he says that, you know, the Magen Mishnah, the Lech Mishnah wonders about this Magen Mishnah. And first he corrects the Shoal. The Shoal says, and you see, the Lech Mishnah disagrees with the Magen Mishnah. Avnei says, no, no such thing. He doesn't disagree with the Magen Mishnah. What did the Lech Mishnah do? He didn't like the language that the Magen Mishnah used, but he actually agrees that the source of this din is Dalit Kosos. The source of the din of selling the clothing by Ner Chanukah is Dalit Kosos. The alze hikshe the marabusa the kol pesumi nisa kodem kiddush hayom because nami pesumi nisa, and he's bothered, you know, why kiddush hayom is mentioned over here. After all, or all pesumi nisa mitzvos have something over kiddush hayom, but the Magen Mishnah, the Lech Mishnah is totally okay with the comparison between dalakos and kiddush hayom. So says the Avnei Nezer, brilliant. He says. In Oz Beis, you have it in your sheets. Well, Dvara Kal V'Chomer Shal Rav HaMagid, in regards to the Kal V'Chomer of the Magen Mishnah, let me explain to you why he has it as a Kal V'Chomer. Nearly Lefarish. Neitzarech Lavin. We need to understand. My time of Kodim Kiddush Hayom, why is it that Ner Chanukah beats Kiddush Hayom? What element does it have? So we just said it. It's because Ner Chanukah has Pesumi Nisa. So he says, wait a second. What's Shabbos about? Shabbos is about creation of the world. Greatest nes in the history of the world is its creation. So isn't Shabbos also Pesumi Nisa? Isn't Kiddush Hayom also Pesumi Nisa? Why is Ner Chanukah Adiv Mikiddush Hayom based on Pesumi Nisa? Kiddush is also Pesumi Nisa. Kamo Shom, Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis, V'Chiddush HaOlam Yesh Me'ayin, Yoser Pela Minisim Shel Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's more impressive? Taking a weaker nation away from a stronger nation, is David and Goliath more impressive? Or is taking nothingness and turning it into something and a complicated world at that more impressive? A lot of times the underdog wins. That we were able to get out of Mitzrayim. Okay, it's a miracle, but it's not nearly as impressive as Maaseh Bereishis. We at least get it. We at least understand what Yetzias Mitzrayim means. We could picture it. We can't even picture what Maaseh Bereishis means. We don't even understand what the concept is. It's like Rav Lachman once pointed out. He spoke in my house last year. He pointed out, you know, what's the greatest miracle described in Jewish history? So he says, he thinks it's that Makom Ha'aron Eino Min Amida. What's Makom Ha'aron Eino Min Amida? It didn't take up any space. The Aron in the Kodesh HaKodashim didn't take up any space. Meaning, if the room was 10 amos, I don't remember how the, let's say it was 10 amos, and the Aron was 2, you could measure 5 amos on one side, 5 amos on the other side, and across it's still 10 amos, even though the Aron was 2. Right? Exactly. So he said, why is that a greater miracle than Kriyas Yamsuf? Because I could picture what Kriyas Yamsuf means. I could picture water splitting. I could draw a picture of it. I see pictures of it. I don't know how it happened, but I could picture it. I could at least be masig the concept. What does it mean that it was there but it didn't take up space? It's like it's otherworldly, it doesn't fit. I can't even picture what that means. Brias Ha'olam, we don't even Yesh Me'ayin, that something just poof appears. It's an overwhelming miracle. So why isn't that Pirsumei Nisa? Hello, Chiddush Olam, Gam Kein Avur Yisrael Hashem. And don't tell me, says Yavin Nezer, that Yetzias Mitzrayim is different because Yetzias Mitzrayim is a Jewish miracle. And Brias Olam is not a Jewish miracle. It's a world miracle. And we celebrate Jewish miracles. He says that is patently false. Brias Olam is a Jewish miracle. Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. All of Bria and everything that leads up to Kabbalah Satorah was so that Kabbalah Satorah could happen. It all paved the groundwork. Tuluyin va'omdin ad yom vav sivan shekiblu Yisrael ha'Torah. So, yeah. Dalet Kosos is Pirsumei Nisa. Ner Chanukah is Pirsumei Nisa. Chiddush Olam is the greatest Pirsumei Nisa. So why is it that Ner Chanukah beats out Kiddush? It says the Avnei Nezer, Mitzorach Lomar, Shiny a mitzvah shabbalal pesach him lefarsim lebanav ubnei beso kedichsivi gad talavincha. What's the presumi nisa that we have by dalet kosos? It's vigad talavincha. It's that we express it to other people. Mashen kin shabbos shu rak liatzma. If I'm all alone for Shabbos, am I mekayim Shabbos every bit as much as if I'm with other people? Absolutely. I say kiddush and everything else that I'm mekayim all those mitzvahs in the same exact way. There is no element of vigadta levincha, of telling other people, of publicizing to others on Shabbos. One second. V'adav muvan al pimasha amarti kvar b'tam haram dechom etzeinu mechuyv l'mkor k'suso. And he says, that's why I've always explained, you don't have to sell your clothing to do other mitzvahs, because all other mitzvahs are about yourself. So if it's about yourself, Hashem says, okay, you wanted to do it, you tried to do it, ki'ilu asa, it's as if you did it. But Pirsumei Nisa is about other people. So if other people haven't been affected, then it's not ki'ilu asa'a. It's not as if you did it. So he says, now I get what the Kal V'chomer is. Ner Chanukah is kodem l'kiddush, because it's pirsum la'acherim. Right? Ner Chanukah is pirsum to other people. Ah, now I get why Ner Chanukah is even more serious than Dalet Kosos in terms of the Pirsumei Nisa. Because by Dalet Kosos, who's the pirsum to? So you have a closed door, it's the people at your table, however many people it is. By Ner Chanukah, it's to an unlimited number of people. It's al Pesach Pesu Mi Bachutz. It's not just for everyone in your house, it's for everyone outside also. So that, the same reason that Ner Chanukah is Adif Mekiddush, is because it's more Pirsumei Nisa than Kiddush. Kiddush is Beino Levein Atzmo. That same reason is why Ner Chanukah is better than Dalet Kosos. Because Dalet Kosos has this much Pirsumei Nisa, Ner Chanukah has this much Pirsumei Nisa. That's the Kal V'chomer. Yeah.
I got the answer.
Okay. So, how many kashas did we have in the Magen Mishnah? Why does he bring up Kiddush? So now we know why he brings up Kiddush. He brings up Kiddush to show, to illustrate the difference. The difference is not in the greatness of the Nes, it's in how we commemorate the Nes. Is it to ourselves or to more people? How does that relate to, how? Why isn't it just a Hu Hadin as opposed to a Kal V'chomer from Dalet Kosos? No, it's a Kal V'chomer from Dalet Kosos because the level of which of the Pirsum is different between here and Dalet Kosos. Why didn't the Rambam say Mocher Ksusa for Dalet Kosos also? That he doesn't address. In his defense, the Lechem Mishnah doesn't ask that. He's not bothered by that. Why the Rambam doesn't say that? But that he doesn't address. So let's see a little further then and try to figure out, right? Why would the Rambam skip that when it comes to Ner Chanukah? Now, in order to answer that, am I going to get back to that? I'm not sure. Let's see how this applies to Ner Shabbos. Look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perkei Halacha Aleph. I saw someone discuss that though. Why does the Rambam not mention it? I think I saw it here. Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay. Yeah, so it says the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perkei Halacha Aleph. Hadlakas ner b'Shabbos ein r'shus im ratz madlik im ratz ein madlik. You should know that this is not optional to light candles for Shabbos. V'lo mitzvah she'enu chayiv lirdof achara ad she'yaseh gon eruv v'chatzeros until yadayim la'achila el chova. Nor is it a mitzvah in the classical sense that you don't have to chase after it. Rather, it's a chova. You have to make sure there's a lit candle in your house on Shabbos. Afilu ein lo mayochal. Here it is. Afilu ein lo mayochal shoel al hapsachim v'lokeach shemen umadlik asaner shezeh b'chlal onik Shabbos. Even if you don't have what to eat, you need to collect money in order to light Ner Shabbos. And he says you have to make a bracha. Fine. So says the Rambam, by Ner Shabbos. What doesn't he say? He says you have to ask for money. He does not say to sell your clothing. Do you have to sell your clothing for Ner Shabbos? Remember, he didn't say it by Pesach either, by Dalet Kosos either. But what did the Magen Mishnah assume? That of course it's true that you have to sell your clothing by Pesach. He didn't say it, but Magen Mishnah assumed that, yeah, of course you have to. It's the same as Ner Chanukah. So he didn't say by Ner Shabbos either. He just said Shalal Pesachim. So do you in fact have to sell your clothing? If you take a look in the Bir Halacha, in the Reish Samach Gimel about Ner Shabbos, says Bir Halacha source number 7, Va'ayin v'sim tof reish ayin alf t'mocher k'suso v'hu adin hacha. Yeah, look in Hilchos Chanukah. He says over there that you gotta sell your clothing. Same is true over here too. You gotta sell your clothing for Ner Shabbos. Machs HaShekel also. Ayin Sim Tov Reish Ayin Alv Shkasa Shesarach Limchar Malvusha Kedei Liknos Ner Chanukah V'Ner Shabbos Adif Mi Ner Chanukah Kol Shkin Sarach Limchar Malvusha L'Sarach Ner Shabbos. So, well, Ner Shabbos is even more important than Ner Chanukah, so for sure you should have to sell your clothing for Ner Shabbos. Is that true? Ner Shabbos Adif Mi Ner Chanukah? How does he know that? So the Gemara says, you can only have money to buy one. Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, what do you do? Ner Shabbos, says the Gemara. Why? Shalom Beso Adif. Shalom Bayis wins. What?
Let's say you're alone.
Good question. I don't know. But Shalom Bay, so that you should be able to see your way around the house and no one should get upset at you that there's no light in the house. So Shalom Bay, so Adit. That's what they quote, I think they say from the Rebbe of the Chafetz Chaim. That he didn't light the Zman. And then all of a sudden his wife came home 2 hours after the Zman and he lit Ner Chanukah. They said, Rebbe, what were you waiting for? So he said, you're supposed to be mivatim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah for the sake of Shalom Bayis. So for the sake of Shalom Bayis, I could at least do it a little bit later. My wife wasn't home. It's a very questionable application of that concept. But whatever, we'll get to that at a different time, maybe in the Hanukkah year. Says the Divrei HaRav, source number 9. Not Divrei HaRav of Rav Shechter. This is Panovich HaRav. Rambam of Shabbos Perkei Eloch Aleph. Hadlakas Ner B'Shabbos Einu Roshos Elochova Ve'echam Nashim Echam Nashim Chayim Lios Batea Ner Dalek B'Shabbos Afilu Eno Mayachl Shol Apsachim Lokeach Shem Lumad Lekeas HaNer Shezev Echal Onek Shabbos Mekor Pashut Mi Pesachim Kofir Beza Manal Finin Dalek Kosos V'adin Ner Chanukah. Gemara Pesachim says that you're supposed to collect money for Dalek Kosos. Same is true Ner Chanukah Moshe Kofas B'Gil Chanukah V'Rak Dalek Ofir Beza. And then, if you would even have to go collecting for Ner Chanukah, of course you have to go collecting for Ner Shabbos, because Ner Shabbos is Shalom Bayis. Vine! Yesh ledaktik, we're on the second line, at the end of the second line, on page 3. Vine! Yesh ledaktik, b'divrei Rambam. Dil inyan Chanukah kosav shom. When it comes to Chanukah, the Rambam writes, afiluei no mayochal el minat stok ha-shoel, o mocher ksuso, v'lokeach shem v'neros umadik. Aval gavinero Shabbos dechamiri min Ner Chanukah lo kasav ela shoel al psachim. When it comes to Ner Shabbos, which is more serious than Ner Chanukah, he only talks about borrowing and asking for money. Aval lo hiskir chiyuv mechiras ksuso. But he doesn't say anything about selling your clothing. Why not? Ner Shabbos is more severe than Ner Chanukah. Ve'afshar ta'atam b'zeh dekivin dekol ikar atam din Ner Shabbos kodem. Humishum oneg v'sholom bayis. Im yimkor ksuso yafsid baze inyan ha'oneg v'sholom bayis. What's the maila of Ner Shabbos over Ner Chanukah? What makes Ner Shabbos more important than Ner Chanukah? Shalom bayis. If you're selling all your clothing, it's going to ruin your shalom bayis also. So even though by Ner Chanukah, for the presume Nisa Shabo, for the presume Nisa element of Ner Chanukah, you have to sell your clothing. Yeah, it's because Ner Chanukah, you don't have to worry about what Ner Chanukah does to your Shalom Bayis. For Ner Chanukah, you sell your clothing. But if the whole Maila of Ner Shabbos over Ner Chanukah is that Ner Shabbos is supposed to represent Shalom Bayis, and selling your clothing is going to shter your own Shabbos and your Shalom Bayis, so the very mile of Ner Shabbos over Ner Chanukah is going to be negatively affected by being Mocher Ksuso. So then don't be Mocher Ksuso. So he says, oh, so then what happens in the following case? Ulefizeh yesh listapek, the Erev Shabbos Chanukah. By the way, how would that apply to Dalet Kosos? Meaning if the whole reason that the Rambam doesn't mention selling your clothing by Ner Shabbos is because selling clothing will shter the Shalom Bayis also. It will ruin the Shalom Bayis. So by Dalet Kosos, oh, there's no Shalom Bayis element, but there is a Simchas Yamtav element. The Gemara talks about by Dalet Kosos, Mishum Simcha, Yotze Mishum Simcha. If a person sells his clothing, so that may take away from the Simcha element. So it could be Bedavka that the Rambam doesn't mention it. So even though in theory we have a Kal V'Chomer, that if by Dalet Kosos you would do whatever you would normally do for the sake of Pirsumei Nisa, and therefore for Ner Chanukah you should do the same, it could be that by Ner Chanukah the way that expresses itself is in being Mocher Ksuso, but both by Ner Shabbos and by Dalet Kosos, you would not be Mocher Ksuso, for side reasons. Yeah, midin the Pirsumei Nisa, you should. You should have to be Mocher Ksuso. But because there are other things holding you back, the Shalom Bayis / Simchas Yontif, maybe not. But he says, what happens Erev Shabbos Chanukah? Shein lo lo b'shil ner Shabbos, lo b'shil ner Chanukah. Let's say you have nothing. Do you have to sell your clothing? Why? What's going to be the issue? You sell your clothing and you get a candle. Now what? Now what do you do with that candle? For what? But you're not supposed to sell your clothing for Ner Shabbos. Is that right? I mean, what are you going to do? Light it for Chanukah? But if you have only one candle, the halacha is supposed to use it for Ner Shabbos. Right? You get it? It's a circle. It's catch 22. Rabbi Bolzman has a shiur that he gave once on famous catch 22s in halacha. circular logic. So this is the classic. Panovich Rav Safek. If you have no money and you can only... do you have to be Mocher Ksuso for buying a candle? Because if you're Mocher Ksuso for Ner Shab, good. Now, in terms of how to deal with it, so I saw once from a Ruchem Olshan, I know we have to get going, we have to finish at 12:30 today. Look what I wrote here in the outline. Rav Yerucham Olshan, Rashiv and Lakewood, in the Sefer on Chanukah suggests that there are two dinim over here. Going begging and selling clothing are two totally separate dinim. When you go begging, that's not required by most mitzvos, because we're only kaveres Hashem ehoncha. We're obligated to serve Hashem with what we have, with what Hashem blessed us with. Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos are so important, shalom bayis, presuminisa, that we even require shalal psachim. That's the din of going begging. That when mitzvahs are so critical that we don't even have the wherewithal to do, but we got to do it anyway, that's shalal psachim. Selling clothing is not a din in kavedes Hashem ehoncha. It's not a chumra in kavedes Hashem ehoncha. It's in that if you have to sell clothing, then you're considered an onus. If you have to sell clothing to do the mitzvah, then it's considered that you can't do this mitzvah. But the Avnei Nezer says that onus is ki'ilu asah by most mitzvahs, but not by presuming nisa mitzvahs. Meaning, when do we say, oh, you're an onus, you probably don't worry about it? That's when it's between you and God. Remember the Avnei Nezer we started with? But when it actually affects other people, so then it's we're not going to say the din of onus. So he says as follows. Ner Shabbos is more chamer than Ner Chanukah, because Shalom Bayis is adav mi presuminisa. So if you have to be Shalom al psachim for Chanukah, you would have to do the same for Shabbos. But Mocher Ksuso is a din that there's no onus by an issue of presuminisa. That doesn't apply to Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos doesn't have presuminisa. So in terms of Mocher Ksuso, that din, that's why the Ram doesn't talk about it by Ner Shabbos. Because Mocher Ksuso is a presume nisa din, it's not a kabiris Hashem mehoncha din. How does this all apply to Dalakosos? Okay, a good kasha, we have to figure that out still. Alright, tomorrow I think we're going to move on to another. So again, as I mentioned, Thursday, you tell me what you want. I'm supposed to speak to the interns on Thursday about how to prepare a shir. You can come to that if you want, or whatever, Eklas will be 11 to say shir. Whatever you guys... They said they want Gemara Shir, Halacha Shir for high school kids, for adults, anything. Like overall. Huh? That's it. I'm going to do it all. I'm going to do whatever I can, whatever I know how to prepare. I don't know. I'll figure out how to prepare a Shir between now and then. Yeah, a few days.